It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. As Detroit continues to move through the bankruptcy process, one outstanding issue is the plan to protect artwork at the Detroit Institute of Arts. A group of foundations and private donors have pledged over $300 million that would help cover city pensions and offset the need to sell the artwork. But a recent op-ed in the Chronicle of Philanthropy questions the wisdom of this plan. That article's author, William Shambra, directs the Hudson Institute's Bradley Center for Philanthropy and Civic Renewal, and he joins us now. William, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I'm pleased and honored to be here.
As a philanthropic endeavor, what kind of precedent is there for this plan?
Obviously, philanthropy has been deeply involved in public affairs for a very long time, and in Detroit in particular, philanthropy has been quite generous to the city. What really is unprecedented about this, I think, is the conditionality of the pledge of support for the city. In other words, the foundations are basically saying we are not going to make these grants unless certain conditions are met. And those conditions include some pretty extraordinary developments. One of the conditions apparently is the state putting up $350 million for the pension funds. That comes very close to philanthropic coercion. You can certainly make a gift. You can certainly make a gift in conjunction with state contributions. But when you say to the state legislature of the sovereign state of Michigan, you guys have to do this before we do that, that's kind of crossing a line in my view.
William, some people might say these are extraordinary times, and why not use some creative thinking to get the largest city in the state to a point of solvency?
Yeah, no, I hear, the argument for the unprecedented character of the situation is very strong. Basically what it's doing is acting as a private bank account for the bankruptcy process. It really isn't doing anything that philanthropy regards as creative planning. This is a much more sort of a role in which they are being asked to write checks, which they're doing. But as I say, it is at the price of, they have imposed these conditions on the city and the state that are in many ways pretty onerous. What they've become simply is another political actor.
So what I'm hearing you say is that you're concerned that foundations may be steering into a more political territory than they have in the past. Is that an accurate statement?
Well, they have become more and more interested in influencing politics. That's been the case for 20 or 25 years now. But the fact of the matter is, you have some powerful private entities exercising unprecedented influence over elected public officials, or trying to exercise unprecedented influence, and we'll see how that comes out. I understand that, as I read the Free Press, I understand that this is not by no means a slam dunk in the state legislature, so we'll see. And then, incidentally, if in fact the state legislature doesn't come up with the money, what are the foundations going to do? Are they going to put their checkbooks away and walk out of the room and say, sorry, Detroit, but you didn't come up with, you didn't meet our conditions, and therefore we're not going to be helpful to you? That would be, if their bluff gets called in the process of resolving this situation, they're going to be in a very tight spot, I think.
You say in your op-ed that the foundations may regret their decision to move forward with this plan. Is that the regret, that they may have to say it didn't work out, we have to back out?
Well, I think there are several possible sources of regret here, one of which is that. Another one of the regrets they might have is that, as I say, they've now set a precedent for other cities and other foundations. The city of Chicago has a terrible public pension problem. And they also have a number of very big foundations in Chicago. So I don't know what would prevent Mayor Rahm Emanuel from going to those foundations and saying, you foundations did great work in Detroit. Now help me out here in Chicago as well. So once you've established a precedent of bailing out public institutions, I don't know where you can, how you can draw the line and say, no, no, no. We don't want, we don't want to be involved in this city, even though we were involved in Detroit. I don't know how they say that.
William Shambra directs the Hudson Institute's Bradley Center for Philanthropy and Civic Renewal. William, thanks for speaking with us.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure and an honor.